years. In the difficult circumstance of being in a shelter in place, we still collected back 34 of those petitions. Of the 16 petitions not returned, 4 homes are owned by out-of-area owners that we were unable to reach. We only had 2 residents, with one only residing in the community part-time, actually declined to sign. If you look at my Opposition D, which is the large map, that shows you all the years that anyone who signed the petition has resided in the neighborhood. So it's an extremely large, yes, that map right there. Some of the residents have resided here as long as 25, 37, and even 40 years. The average number of years for home ownership in our neighborhood is 12.3 years. This is not a transitional or a turnover neighborhood. This is our home. This is where we put roots down. This is where parents have raised their children. This is where some of the same parents are now retirees, where one mom was raised herself and is now raising her own young daughter. This is an established neighborhood where we know our neighbors, and we watch out for each other, where we walk our dogs, where the kids ride the scooters and bikes down the street. We visit across the street with our neighbors and those walking by. A corporate retreat and or a nightly rental would increase traffic, potentially with speeding and or distracted drivers. Prior to 493 Shady, there is a blind spot, and you'll see that in my opposition Exhibit C. I've got pictures from both directions. A location where my mailbox and my rock driveway wall have been hit, and my yard often receives damage from the tires going through it. There are no streetlights, making our narrow road more dangerous after dark. The applicant has stated that this home was previously used as a corporate retreat. That's simply not true. An owner did attempt to use the home as an illegal nightly rental. The owner never applied for a permit from the county, nor did he seek the required notification to adjoining owners. After just a few months, a complaint was filed with Taney County regarding the unapproved usage and concern for the septic, which had been installed for a family of 4 or 5, and at that time was now housing 12-plus occupants per stay. This owner voluntarily chose to stop using the home as a nightly rental when he realized it was a nuisance to his neighbors. He also understood that to legally make it a nightly rental, he would have to address the septic system, and that any issue with the septic system would potentially go into Lake Taney Como below. So this is a 33-year-old septic system that was built for a home that at the time when it was built was at most a 5-bedroom home. It was a family of 4 that was residing there when it was built. And I don't know how many of you are familiar with Art Domerice, but he is the one who built the home. So, and I think he had 2 children. So, let's see. During the short time it was a rental, I had nightly rental tenants trespass onto my property, park on my lot, shoot fireworks at my home at 11:30 p.m., and loud noise and partying late into the night. We as homeowners are entitled to quiet enjoyment without disturbance from corporate retreats or nightly rental tenants in our neighborhood. Why should we, the residents of Taney County, have to lose our quality of living that we've become accustomed to because 3 parties from outside our county, the owners of Northwest Specialty Homes, the listing agent, and the selling agent, chose money above doing their own due diligence prior to entering into a contract? I hope you, the committee, will listen to the 94% of our community that we were able to reach out to and decline the applicant's requested use of this property as a corporate retreat and or nightly rental. Thank you.
Thank you. You want to go?
Good evening. My name is Tom Noddle. I live at 432 Dalton Drive, about 100 yards away from the subject property. I live in a peaceful neighborhood which is made up mostly of single-family homes. I would like it to stay that way. The purpose of zoning is to protect owners so that they may enjoy the lifestyle that they paid for in a nice neighborhood. If Northwest Specialty Homes wishes to do a corporate retreat or nightly rentals, there are many places in Branson where this is possible, but I do not wish this board to give Northwest Specialty Homes permission to change my neighborhood. We don't need more noise. We don't need more traffic. We need you to protect our neighborhood. Thank you.
Thank you. Next.
Howdy, my name is Ashley Denhart. I live over in Ridgedale, but my parents here live right on 386 Dalton, and brought them down. Couple of things. The reason I didn't turn my sheet in is I wanted to kind of hear what they had to say before I had any questions. You know, maybe they all got answered. Now, the increase of traffic, I look at that and I say, well, 22 people, okay, that doesn't sound too bad. Until you start gaming that out a little bit, and that could be anywhere between 5,000 to 8,000 people a year. Okay. And let's say it's on the low end. Let's say it's only 2,000 people a year. A year. Rolling through there, traffic flying through. As far as blind spots, I'm not sure about the blind spots that she was talking about, but I do know that right down here at the end of Dalton Drive, when you're getting off Fall Creek Road right there, if you can't see left, the road rises up, okay? So it's pretty much always kind of a crapshoot. When you go ahead and make a right-hand turn, you kind of cross your fingers and hit the gas and hope somebody's not scooting over that hill. Now, if somebody's coming from out of town and coming from over that hill and they're looking for, say, Dalton Drive so they can scoot down because they miss Shady, they don't know that's there. Bam, accident. That's just one of the areas that I saw there. The lighting. They said, well, it's well lit in front of his place, and it is. I've seen it at night. It's very well lit in front of his place. But what about on the roads and the streets around their place that's handling that 2,000 to 5,000 to 8,000 extra people a year that don't know their neighborhood, don't know the people, are driving around? And I don't know if any of you guys have ever been on a company retreat. I spent 10 years at the post office in maintenance. We used to go down to Norman, and we would party fairly hard. I don't know anybody that's ever been on any corporate retreat ever in the history of mankind that did not go there and party hard. So that's what you do at a corporate retreat, because that's why it's a retreat. It's fun. So we're going to end up with side streets that are dark, people that have probably had even just one or two, families and kids. You're going to end up with an increase in crime and property damage. Mostly from banging into cars, walking across stuff. Oops, I didn't mean to trip and kill that person's flowers. Almost all crime in Branson comes from people that came outside of Branson. People that live here don't commit much crime of any type or variety. Crimes here happen because people from all over the world come here. They get into it with each other. The next question was on there, but family reunions, our company, and bankers. How many bankers? The bankers' families, the bankers' friends, their entire bank, their companies. That's a whole lot of people. I would just say that all of those are things that we need to look at. Now, I noticed he told us all how much money they've spent on redoing this and fixing that and working this and doing the landscape and whatnot, and that's great. But to my mind, if they were doing that so that they could turn it into a nightly rental, if it were me, I'd make sure that I talked to the people in the area and I got my permit first before I dropped a grip load of cash. Not trying to guilt trip y'all into marking the checkbox because they spent a bunch of money and you want to feel sorry for them. Right. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Do we want to, after every
we can.
Few?
We can.
Or it's up to
Presley, you want to wipe down the podium?
I think
real
after
quick,
every few, if you guys don't we'll mind, we'll just do a quick.
Real quick.
Not every time, but. So.
Maybe.
Can't find it.
Why don't we just stay on this side of the room? Is there any others that are on this side that are wanting to speak on this case?
My crew is out.
Okay, we got one more.
Thank you, Presley. Thank you.
You can just grab that trash can.
Okay.
Yeah. Hi, my name is Dennis Oldacres. I live in 390 Shady Drive, about two houses down from the Cliff House on the opposite side of the street. My main concern is on Shady Drive. Shady is a very narrow street. Even standard-sized cars, when they come abreast of each other, have to slow down, ease over onto the margins. And the width of the street is variable. Increase in traffic, if you're not used to it, I can see that being a formula for accidents. I walk my dog at night, and it's hard enough even with the regular residents there. When we come up to that blind spot on the corner of, right across from Sherry's place, where the road goes from south to southwest, It's hard to see anybody, you know, on either side of that particular bend. Increases in traffic really concern me a lot. And like I say, a corporate retreat, depending upon who you define as a corporation, it can be probably not a very nice situation for us that live there and want a nice, quiet lifestyle. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. So that's everybody on this side of the room, right?
I'm ready.
Okay. Harry, come on up.
I have a handout here.
I'm Harry Styron. I'm appearing here on behalf of John Jeske. Mr. Jeske lives in this house. The dentist lives next door. The rules that you have let you give this special use permit for residential structures. I question whether this is a residential structure. It once was. It hasn't been in quite a while. It's being extensively changed from a 6-bedroom to a 10-bedroom. And as from what the applicant, the way he described it, what it is an event center. This isn't a nightly rental of a residential structure. This is a residential structure that's being converted into an event center or conference center. It's something else. It requires an ordinary commercial Division III permit, not a special use permit. Doesn't work here in this neighborhood. It's something different. The other issue, of course, is the septic system, and we heard about an aerator, but we didn't hear anything about lateral lines. And the lot is half acre or so, all rock, down a bluff. It will take quite a wastewater system to make that work, and that's up to the Division of Environmental Services to deal with. So those are my primary objections. I endorse the statements that the people who came before me made tonight. I think they were sincere and accurate about describing the nature of this as a stable residence in this part of Taney County. Part of it's in the city, part of it's in the county, but it's been there, platted in the 70s, not much turnover, and it needs to be preserved. Thank you.
Thank you.